And that is as follows. If you look at the new sheets, if you have them, called in Yonei Tshuva Gimel, so pointed out there seems to be a machlekes, the Medrash Rabbah and the Ramban, source Hey, source Vav. And it's all based on the Pasuk. In Bracious Paragimel, this is the post-chet psukim. So the post-chet psukim go, Vatipokachno eine shnehem, that both of their eyes became open. This is the result of the chet. Vatipokachno eine shnehem, they both were able to see. Vayedu, and they both knew, as they were promised, das. What did they know? What did they know? Ki arumim heim. Ki arumim heim, that they were naked. But this time, as I pointed out, it was different than earlier in Beis Chafei. Vayu shneim arum adam v'yishtei v'lo yispoi shoshu. There was no busha. And this time there was a busha. V'yedu ki arumim heim v'yisperu alei se'ena v'yasu lehem chagoreis, and they immediately covered up. So the big shift between before eating from the Eitz Hadas and after the Eitz Hadas was busha. Busha. Busha over the fact that they were naked. Which, as I pointed out, we would consider to be a good thing. A person has no busha. That's one of the simonim of a shoita. A person walks around, walks outside without any clothes on. So I'm a shigana. So I'm not saying that Adam Koidem Achet was that they were Meshuggahs, but they weren't completely developed as it worked out. And it was a sort of, as I called it, Lahavdil, a Woodstock experience, you know. They saw that they were Arum, they were naked, but there was no busha involved. Like, what's wrong? Then they ate from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, and the big shift was that they felt they had to cover themselves up. And then the Torah says, just to review what we learned, Vayishmu, the next thing that happened is Vayishmu is kol Hashem Elokim mishalech bagon l'ruach hayoim. Then they heard the kol Hashem Elokim mishalech bagon l'ruach hayoim. So we question, is mishalech bagon? They heard the kol Hashem mishalech bagon. This was a result of the chet. Sounds like a good thing. They heard the kol Hashem mishalech bagon.
And previously that the kol Hashem wasn't mishalech.
It's not clear. So we learned a machlekes, and here you have it in front of you, in Hey. The Bracious Rabbah learns that mishalech bagon, if you just skip down to the middle for the interest of time, not the middle, the second line, Omer Reb Abba Bar Kahana mehalech ein ksiv kan ela mishalech. It's a different binyan. It doesn't say that the Kol Hashem was walking around in the Gan or traveling in the Gan, which would have been a positive thing. Ela mishalech, mekapetz ve'oile, was jumping away.
It took off.
Iker shchina betachtoinu ha'isa. Meaning, at the beginning, says the Medrash, this is the words of Rabbi Abba, at the beginning, shchina betachtoinu ha'isa. Kivet shechata adam arishin istalka shchina l'raki arishayin. Once there was a chet, the shchina went up a level. Chata kayin. Now kayin did a chet, nistalka l'raki asheni. The shchina goes even further away. Dor enoish l'shlishi. That's the dor that built the dor enoish l'shlishi. Dor hamabul irvi, dor hapaloga l'chamishi. Stoim l'shishi, Mitzrayim. Bimei Avram, the Mitzrayim in the time of Avram, Lashavi. So there are only seven heavens altogether that we know about. And the Shekhinah went up and up and up, started off with Tachtoim, so this is negative. So what he's teaching is Kol Hashem Mishalech Began, is that the Kol Hashem, or the Shekhinah, began to travel away. In our language, Siluk HaShekhinah. what happened then? Kenegdan amdu shiva tzadikim. Against them, and this is the importance of the Chumash, shiva tzadikim, ve'elohein Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Levi, Kahas, Amram, Moshe, Amad Avram, v'hirida lashishi. Avram Avinu was the first one who was able to come and bring the Shechina down one level down, so it was number six. Amad Yitzhak, harida min shishi l'chamishi. Amad Yaakov, harida min chamishi l'rvi. Amad Levi, harida min arvi l'shlishi. Amad Kahos, harida min ashlishi l'sheni. Amad Amram, min asheni l'rishen. Amad Moshe, this is the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu, harida milamalo l'mata. Here we have a case where Bnei Yisrael standing at Har Sinai and they saw the Shechina. And Moshe Rabbeinu did this. He brought the Shechina into this world. And he was very makbid on the fact that the Shechina stays in this world. Hashem said to Moshe after the Chet HaEgel, I'll take you, you'll go in Teretz Yisrael, Yishlach Malachi Lefonecha. I'll send a Malach. It's not a, you'll get there. You'll get to her. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, Imein Ponecha Hochim Al Taleinu Mizeh. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in the Iker Hashras HaShechina, meaning I want to get back to the Gan Eden situation. Understand that the whole tachlis was not Matan Torah. The tachlis was not to get to Eretz Yisrael. The tachlis was not even to get close to Hashem. The tachlis was to be misaken that which we messed up. Meaning we, Kinnira, according to the Medrash, we pushed the Shechina away from Gan Eden, and Moshe Rabbeinu finally got us back to a place where at Har Sinai we had the Shechina again, just like Gan Eden, but it wasn't in Gan Eden, it was in a different spot. And Har Sinai, and on this, we say that at Har Sinai, when we said Nasa v'nishma, that was the opposite of eating from the Eitz Hadas. There was a complete submission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Poska Zoamosam. At that point, the Chet of the Eitz Hadas ended. Then we did the Egel Hazov, and there went the process again. Give me a couple of minutes if you don't mind. That's what the Medrash says. Comes the Ramban, you have it in front of you in Vav. Vayishmus kol Hashem Elokim mishalech began l'ruach hayoyim. And he brings this medrash, so I just want to skip it. So if you just turn the page to the end, he says, the second to the last line of the Ramban, Shehu pasar akasuv lihistalkus hashchina, that the medrash is learning that the Pasuk v'kol Hashem mishalech bagan, kol Hashem lekim mishalech bagan l'ruach hayoyim is histalkus hashchina sh'ayisher bagan Eden v'histalka mimeno b'chetoy shel Adam k'inyan elech hashuv el mekoymi. But Anu Mefarshim, says the Ramban, legilui shchina b'makom ahu v'hu anochin v'anois b'kasim. So the Ramban learns, I'm going to tell you that the pshat is exactly the opposite of the medrash, that it doesn't mean, which is a real pashat pshat actually, kol Hashem alekim mishalich bagan doesn't mean that there was a siluk hashchina, it means that there was a gilui hashchina, which, as many people on Shabbos came over and pointed out, in Parshas Kiseitse, it says that if we keep v'hoyu machanecha kadosh, if you'll keep your machane kadosh, v'Hashem alekecha, mishalech b'machanecha, that Hashem will be mishalech. So mishalech sounds like he's with us. So the Ramban is learning simple pshat in the pasuk that it doesn't mean silo kashchina, it means gilu yashchina, which is a machoikis min hakotze el hakotze. This is such a big machoikis between the Medrash and the Ramban. So I posited on Thursday that it's really not a machoikis at all. It's two sides of a coin. It's two separate things. There's two shchinas, two types of shchina, let's call it. There's the Shechina of Tzadikim Gemurim, and there's the Shechina of Balei Tshuva. The Shechina of Tzadikim Gemurim means that you start off pure, you start off clean. A baby is 100% pure, never did a chet, never spoke Lashon Hara. That's Shechina. The minute that the child grows and becomes bar mitzvah, let's say, On one level, there's a siluk hashchina, because now you're talking Lashon Hara, and there's a siluk hashchina. Now you do an aveira, you eat something not kosher, there's a siluk hashchina. On the other hand, Kabbalah's oil, malchus shamayim, the whole thing is that I become responsible. That's what it is to be bar mitzvah, that's what it is to be Jewish. I'm becoming responsible. So on the one hand, there's a siluk hashchina, meaning we're off of easy street, but on the other hand, there's a Kabbalah's hashchina, I'm taking responsibility to do this myself and to make it happen. So there's no stira between the Medrash and the Ramban, because the Medrash is talking about the, let's put it in Kabbalistic terms, that the Medrash is talking about the Sarusa Delela. So this gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, that we're holy, and so that went away. That could have been, maybe it was a plan A, maybe it wasn't a plan A at all. But what it turned into was the responsibility was given over to man when he ate from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'ra. And I go back to what the Rambam tells us in Bar Nevuchim, that this was by design. The Netziv, by the way, on the Parshas Bereishis is Mayrach. This was the design of the Bria. It was a tweak. This wasn't something that we messed up on Monday. This was Friday. This was part of the Sheishis Yimei Bereishis, that what happened there was we took responsibility from Hashem. And the Nachash informed us that, why don't you be Kelokim Mamish, Yoidea Toy Vera, and we ate from the Eitz Hadas, and we took full responsibility, if you will, for the Bria La'avda U'L'Shamra. I just want to, so everybody asks, what do you mean? It says in the Torah that they weren't allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Were they over and aver? They weren't over and aver. It could be, I don't know the answer. This is Koidim, the Bria's Olam. This was still in the middle of Bria's Olam. It's like asking the question, what would have been if Hashem didn't make the sun go down? Would it be light all the time? Okay, it's hypothetical. It's not, the fact of the matter is, this is just the derech of how man went from malach to human. Meaning that you're taking some responsibility for the Bria, in fact, taking all the responsibility for the Bria. So that kasha is out of kasha. The question is, this that the Nachash said and was punished for, that if you'll eat from the Eitz Hadas Toiv V'ra, you will be Kelohim, Yodea Toiv V'ra, was that true or not true? Was it successful or not successful? So here you have the Torah says Meforish in Paragimel. Vayomer Hashem Elokim, and I just want to analyze this a little bit. This is God speaking now, so it's got to be true. Vayomer Hashem Elokim, hein ha'adam haya kachad mimenu. What just happened? Hashem is describing what just happened. Hein ha'adam haya kachad mimenu. Lodas toy v'ra. Now man has become just like me. And he knows Toi Vara. He's become a sort of a God-like thing in this world.
Why is it just like me? God,
says Rashi, V'hoya ka'achad mimenu, harei hu yachid b'tachtoinim, k'moy sh'ani yachid b'elyoinim. Rashi's mefurish, being mefurish, Dvar Hashem. It's not a theory. It's not a nachash now talking. This is Hashem. V'yomer Hashem Elohim. Hashem Elokim said, operation successful. The Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas Toiv V'ra. You really don't even need Rashi except to tell you it was a Milo. Umahi Yichidas, says Rashi. And what was the uniqueness of Adam at this point? Lodas Toiv V'ra. That he knows Toiv V'ra. Mashen came b'behema v'chaya. Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas. Presumably, animals did not nibble at the Eitz Hadas. Maybe like, monkeys. But they don't. And we became. And here's the key thing. So first of all, here's the key thing. We became responsible. We became Yodea Toiv V'ra. If you walk into a big company, you don't necessarily know about the budget problems and about the financing issues. You do your job, and you get paid. And you're, a fryer to a certain extent because you're doing your job, you're getting paid, and you go home and you have a paycheck, and eventually you retire. But if you're an executive and an owner of a company, so now you know Toiv V'ra. You know what's making money, you know what's losing money. You're in a different... You're in a different place completely. Now, it could be, hypothetically, it could be that had Adam not, I'm just guessing, had Adam listened and not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem didn't mean that you should never know Tov V'Ra, but you should get there little by little. You don't have to go straight into the Oval Office here, which happens. if you don't kind of work your way through the system, so you don't really know, like, just jump right into this kind of chief executive position without really understanding how the thing works. It's a dangerous situation, is it not? I mean, it's a dangerous situation. You can make a mistake. There's a lot of temptation. You can, that's a cool button. Boom, there went China. What?
Could be better.
Everything's in Hashemayim. I'm saying that apparently you see from the Torah, like what could be the chet, the simplest level, what the chet that Adam and Chava did, is they jumped into an executive situation of Yodea Torah. Now Hashem says, Remember Hashem Elikim, notice the name Elikim, which is the Shem HaTeva. Elikim, the Shem, Hey, no, Adam, how you kachan mimenu? I'm yachid b'al yoinim. He's yachid b'tachtayim. Look what just happened. Look at this upgrade. Became chief executive officer of this entire Bria, became Adam. Mimenu is simple. It has nothing to do with the apokorsis. Mimenu means me and him. I'm a yachid here, and he's a yachid there. He became one of us. Now there's an us. There's two of us. B'diuk, that's the pshat. There's two of us. That's exactly the point. So it's hard to even say the words that we became. Let's not say we became God in this world, but we became Tzelem Elikim. Tzelem Elikim, right? It's not negative at all.
We're saying it wasn't a chait.
Well, it doesn't say here it was a chait. But I will explain it. The chait. It was a tweak. It was a tweak in the bria that we were upgraded from malach to human. And a human is an attenuated situation because a human has to struggle. See, I just want to. So let me give you a mushel. Like I, a couple of years ago, I went into a special diet. So I went to the doctor, non-Jew. Maybe he was giving me a Christian view, Italian Christian. So he says, "How's it going with the diet?" So I said, "It's good. I'm doing it. I cheat once in a while." Okay, what does it mean? I mean, what does it mean? I cheat once in a while. Like I eat a pear. Like, you cheat once in a while. So he says to me, because he's a Musar, he says, don't call it cheating. You're not cheating. You're struggling. Okay. I felt healthier immediately. What it was, and here's really, I want to have the chutzpah to change all of Yiddishkeit as we know it. Because the way we look at it is that we're created, we're given a group of commands, we mess up, either we go to hell or we do tshuva. That's the usual. Then there's Yiddishkeit aregelachas. It's not at all so simple. What happened was, this is what I believe happened, and I'm going to try to prove it to you. What happened was we were created with almost no responsibility. When we ate from the Eitz Hadas, Tov V'Ra, and we got into the Kishkas, for better or for worse, we assumed achrayus. The chet, a chet, which it's not called here a chet, but what we call a chet in vernacular, is when we don't take our responsibility seriously. If we are kachad mimenu, if we are indeed kitzel melekim, if you could really internalize that, if you really believe that we are kaachad mibenu, we're like a hu yachid behoyainim, and we're yachid betachtoinim, so act like a king. Act, if you're a tzel melekim, act like a tzel melekim. And it could be, and it's bamas the lashon of the Evan Ezra, which I didn't copy for you, that the lashon of the Evan Ezra was that the chet was not contained in the apple that Adam HaRishon ate. It's not like it had like vitamin chet in it. The chet was that we took responsibility and then immediately denied the responsibility. Now Adam is going vayichabe began. He's hiding. What are you hiding? Ayeka. In Ayeka, so the Mepharshim say, whenever, where are you? It was the very first word, by the way, that Hashem said to Adam was Ayeka. Vubistu. Where are you holding? Ayeka never refers to, after the Chet, the first word. Ayeka never refers to a geographical location. Hashem knows Ayeka, where are you? He's hiding behind a tree. Where are you? Hello? Ayeka means like, what are you doing? So, did you eat from the Eitz Hadas? Why are you hiding? Well, my wife made me eat it. You're hiding, more you're hiding, you know. The wife, the Nachash made me do it. Becoming a guy. You know, the devil made me do it. This one made me do it. Take responsibility for what you're doing. The immediate rebuke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Adam was not, you ate from the Eitz Hadas. He told you, you ate from it, you took responsibility, and now you're acting like a nar, you're acting like a kid, hiding, playing hide and seek with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayichabe Adam, v'chabe v'toichagan. You've become a responsible person. Take responsibility. So the chet, the talich here, was to start off with almost no responsibility, take upon themselves ba'atzas hanochosh, complete responsibility. HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees you took responsibility. Now you're ka'achad mimenu ladas toivara. You've taken responsibility, and you have das. You know, toivara, Hashem alekim. And you're not taking responsibility. So this is the ultimate, what happens, and I want to make this point. Let me show you something. The Rambam says as follows, famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. Just give me a second. The Rambam says that Hilchos Tshuva, Per Gimel, that if you do mostly mitzvahs, you're a tzaddik. If you do mostly aveiros, you're an aveir. You're a rasha. If you do 50-50, anybody does 50-50, you're a beinoni. And everybody, we don't know whether we did mostly mitzvahs, most of us, or mostly aveiros, and you know, it's, you don't have a thing on your, you know, iPhone, you know. Right, it's a good idea. Yeah,
great app, wouldn't it?
Great app, right? Sadik app, Russia, Beinoni. So says the Rambam, lost the Rambam, the Peladik Rambam. The Rambam says, best thing to do is like this. Here's the strategy. Consider yourself a Beinoni. Meaning the iPhone's going to be, Siri's going to be recording every piece of Lashon Hara, like it records the amount of miles that we walked every day. And, Okay, it'd be a big school for your Shavai probably, but then we would make smartphones mandatory in every school. Gevaldik. Says the Rambam, consider yourself, here's the strategy, consider yourself a Beinoni, 50-50. And do tshuva, here's the Lashon of the Rambam, take a look. Kishem Shishoiklin, Zayin, Kishem Shishoiklin, Zchuyas Adam Avonaisa, Vashas Misasai, the Cheshbin is done, Vashas Misasai, Kach Bechol Shana Vashana, Shoiklin Avonais Kolecha Vachad, Biboy Oilam, Im Zchuyasa. Biyantiv Shorash Hashana, Anyantiv Shorash Hashana, Mishinimsa Tzadik Nechtam L'chai, Mishinimsa Rosh Nechtam L'misa. Easy system. Va'abeni, Beinoni rather, Toilinoi Sayad Yoyim Akiparim. That's how you make tshuvas for the rest of us. Not Tzadikim, we're not Rishayim, Beinonim. Im Asa Tshuva Nechtam L'chayim, Im Lav Nechtam L'misa. So if you do tshuva, you're Tzadik. You don't do tshuva, you're unfortunately down. So the Kasha's asked, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter asked the Kasha, the famous Kasha. that why does the Rambam, if I'm holding with the 50-50 scale, whether it's one of those scales or whether it's an app, if I'm holding the 50-50 and I need to tilt the scale, so put a dollar in the pushkin if you tilted the scale. Why does the Rambam say imasa tshuva nechtam l'chaim? Why tshuva? Tshuva is not even a mitzvah according to many. Why do I have to be misaken? Let's say tshuva is even misaken the ra. Is that how much to be misaken the ra? I'm 50-50. I have to just do something good. So do a good thing. Beseder is not necessary for this Rambam. It's a nice thing to do tshuva. I'm not against it. I'm just saying that it's what the Rambam is saying here is an etzah. Consider yourself a beterdi. He says a tzaddik is roiv this way, or Russia is roiv that way. Consider yourself 50-50. And now tilt the scale. So tilt the scale is anything. Go out, you know, join Hatzalah for a day or something. Do something nice. Learn some Torah. Like, do something nice. In fact, that's what we do. Asar Yisrael Shuvah. We do extra nice things, but extra good things. But that's not the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Im asa tshuva nechtam l'chayim, im lav nechtam l'misa. The answer is like this, that the achila me'etz hadas equals achrayus. Chet, I'm giving you new definitions. It's a new Judaism here. Chet equals violating the responsibility that I have been given, that I took upon myself as a human being. My yechidiyut. Tshuva means being misaken and taking back the responsibility which I know I have. So it's not about it's not a chet tshuva. It's not like a numbers game here. It's not that kind of a thing. Okay, like you know, like an abacus where you have all the things. I got to push it this way. I got to push it that way. Number here, a number there. That's almost like a silly idea. What's a good idea is, are you a Baal Achrayus? Are you not a Baal Achrayus? So if you're a Baal Achrayus, tshuva equals I'm taking back the responsibility that I have. That I've taken back. I'm willing to act responsibly. Do I get rid of my averes? Do I not get rid of my averes? It's a different story. That okay, you're taking back your responsibility. If you stole from the company, if you hurt the company, you got to pay back. That's part of taking back your responsibility. But the new definitions here is the original achila equals taking responsibility. Achet means violating or being in denial of that responsibility. As Adam and Chava did, they hid in the garden and they did not take responsibility. And tshuva doesn't mean I do one more mitzvah, or it doesn't even mean that I erase the aveira. There is such a thing. But tshuva mi'ava, the real tshuva means that I'm taking my responsibility. What are you supposed to do, says the Rambam? Seriously, my tshuva, take upon yourself the responsibility of being a human being, and even more so being a Jew. Because a Jew is even a higher level of Tzelem Elohim than a guy. Yes?
So there's two questions. So the way the Rav is explaining it, the way to understand the Medrash, the Siddur Shechina is only because Adam didn't take responsibility. Not because he ate from the...
I'm not saying that at all. No, I'm not saying it at all. I'm saying the Siddur Shechina is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to do it for you any longer. You're going to do it yourself. The Siluk HaShechina was what the Medrash calls the Siluk HaShechina, is what the Ramban says is Haguf HaGiluy HaShechina. There can't be a vacuum. So as HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts the Shechina, Adam has to replace it. And the first replacement was B'Achilu Eitz Hadas, Tov V'Ra. The first, then it started to come back through Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Ad Moshe Rabbeinu. They were bringing the Shechina. It was a different type of a Shechina that we brought down from the Moshe Rabbeinu, Harida Lamata. This is Malchus. In Kabbalistic language, you have Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus. This is the Shiva, same as the Shiva Rakim. It's the same thing as the Shiva Rakim. And we brought it down to Malchus. So it's not that, but if it's only going to work, the first one to take responsibility for what he was Avraham Avinu, who was a responsible person. Let me go. You had two questions. Sorry.
Why is Misa a necessary consequence of eating?
Okay, we need to talk about that.
Let's look. I have a follow-up question for what Masri said. So I thought that you were on the same track also about the fact that they didn't get kicked out of Gan Eden because they ate, only because they didn't take responsibility. And I had thought that up until now. Chronologically, you would think that as soon as they, assuming this is the, you know, as soon as they bid it, it would be like, poof, you're out. And then one would explain to you.
Which wasn't the case.
Exactly. They only got kicked out after they denied what they did.
Correct. So you're agreeing with me. And I'm going to make that even the point even stronger.
That would imply that if they said, you know what, Kadosh Baruch, we messed up, we're sorry.
Could be they would have stayed there.
They would have got kicked out.
Maybe. The Torah says different. The Torah says a third reason. They didn't get kicked out because of the chet, and they didn't get kicked out directly because they didn't take responsibility because they were hiding. Why did they get thrown out of Gan Eden before Shepasek? Before Shepasek, Yehi Hashem Elokim. Hein Adam Haya Kachad. Same pasuk we're reading before. Ladas Tevira. And let's read the second part of the pasuk. Va'ata now pen yishlach yodei v'lokach gam heitz achayim. These guys are tricky. They're going to run quick to the Eitz HaChayim, V'yachal, and they're going to be vatal the Gzeir Abisa V'chai Lo'ilov. Did anybody know that's why we got kicked out of Gan Eden? We got kicked out of Gan Eden because we shouldn't eat from the Eitz HaChayim. And what's wrong with eating from the Eitz HaChayim? In other words, you poison yourself. Here's the antidote to the poison. Quick, you know, chk. You know, so you become like some, like the Hamas guy, you know, like quick, right? You know, right? I'm not going to let you near the antidote to the poison. You're out of Gan Eden. A new reason, a whole new thing, whole new theology. We got kicked out of Gan Eden. We should eat for the Eitz HaChayim. What's the shot? Very simple. That when Hashem said, and this is the answer to the question. Hashem said, Mikol Eitz HaGan Toichal includes, and according to the Medrash, specifically refers to the Eitz HaChayim. That's what he's talking about. Eat the Eitz HaChayim. You can live forever. No responsibility on your part. No worry about Misa. No worry about anything. There's no Schar V'Onesh or Olam Haba because there is no Olam Haba. We're here. We're already here. You're not going to heaven. This is it. Eat from the Eitz HaChayim. But now that's talking about BC, before Chet. Before the Chet, there's no responsibility. Achol toichal, b'kol etzagan toichal. But now you did a Chet, you're taking your responsibility. Taking responsibility, now you're going to go run to the coffer and eat for the Etzachayim? No. Now you're going to go live forever? It's not an antidote to the poison of the Etzachayim. It's a shirking of responsibility to eat for the Etzachayim. Oh, I can get out of this responsibility easy. Just go eat for the Eitz HaChayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him out. This is so yesodistic. He sends Adam and Chava out of the Gan. And where does he put them? V'yishalcheu Hashem Elokim. Let's learn one more pasuk. Chav Gimel. V'yishalcheu Hashem Elokim Magan Eden La'avoides Ha'adoma Asher Lukach Mishom. I'm going to send you out of Gan Eden. No eating from the Eitz HaChayim for you now, because Eitz HaChayim is the easy way. That's just a quick fix. You need to take responsibility. You just ate from the Eitz Hadas Toi Vara. Take responsibility. Take responsibility means no Eitz HaChayim. How do I get back? How do I get back my life? Chazal like this. There's another pasuk. It's in Mishlei. Shlomo HaMelech talked about this, and he said, "You want to know where you? How do you get back? Eitz HaChayim hi l'machaziki b'avasayim chayav b'usha." You come to shul and you sing it. Eitz HaChayim. We're pointing to the Torah and saying, Eitz HaChayim. That's the Eitz HaChayim. The Eitz HaChayim represented in that Sefer Torah means this is not, I'm plucking a fruit and I'm going to eat from the Eitz HaChayim. That's before the Chet. But now that you've taken responsibility yourself, now go learn the whole Torah. Do all the mitzvahs. Be a Jew. Do what you're supposed to do. Take responsibility for the Bria, be good to Jews, be good to Gentiles, make peace in the world, do whatever you're supposed to do, fix everything that's broken, or do the best you can. And now you're a human being. So the Eitz Chaim now shifted from the Gan Eden to the Aron Kodesh, or from the Aron Kodesh to the shelves and to Shas and to Poskim. You understand? Like, so it's not just a, I'm not just saying yeshiva shederach here, now we can learn. No, what happens is that this Eitz Chaim requires amelus. Figure out what your tachlis is. So when Moshe Rabbeinu hayrido lamato, Moshe Rabbeinu in the seventh digression of the Shechina, hayrido lamato, hayrido as hashchina lamato, he brought the Torah down. This is what it means to be a Jew. Follow what it says. And then you'll do tshuva. That is tshuva. Do you get it? Yasa tshuva. That is being mekabel, the responsibility, the Eitz Chaim he. So let me just say one more thing. Oh, go ahead, talk. I'll say one more thing when you're ready. What?
According to the Ramban, the Shechina is the Salah Pagan, it's Adam bringing it in. But it said before he does tshuva, it says Shechina comes and then he's hiding.
It's a good point because the Gilui HaShechina means that the Shechina is in your hands. It's not like a prize. But I think even deeper than that, it's not just the Shechina is in your hands. Now do something with it. Now, if I deny that the Shechina is in my hands, then I'm not going. Then that becomes a chet. That is the definition of a chet.
So you're giving them the option. Here I am.
Right. Okay. Vakasha. Leave the death out for a second. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you in a minute why death. But death. If you know, death represents responsibility. You know, if you kill somebody, you're responsible. If I kill myself, I'm responsible. If I don't act normally, you die. Bois tabus. Death equals responsibility. I become a responsible. If I'm going to live forever, what am I responsible for? I'm living forever anyway. You're happy-go-lucky.
If Hashem said mos tabus, so how does that leave the possibility that they can still lead from Eitz Chaim?
I don't know, but let me. Who said they had? They didn't have a possibility. But it's just a sequence of events. I'm now taking you away from the Eitz Chaim. They were not given the ability to Eitz Chaim. I'm now taking you away from the Eitz Chaim. I'm putting. Now, where is he putting you? I just want to make this look good here. Vayishachel Hashem l'kim b'gan Eden. What's his job? La avoides ha'adoma. Gan Eden. It was la avdo l'shamra. Rashi says. Just eat the Paris. Purvu, it just happens. Lavidas ha'adoma means now you have a responsibility. It's koitz v'dardar. It's hard work. This was once you're taking responsibility, you're in the grungy place over here because Hashem said, "Abzeis ha'pecha toich alechem koitz v'dardar tatzmiach lach." But here's the point. You have to work the land. Asher lukach misham. What does that mean? Translation? What's the translation? Meaning, you were created from the earth. Where is it? You were created from the earth. Work the earth. You understand what this means? It means that if in my world, Kodem Achet, in the Yisarusa Delehele world, I created it, I built it, you could just enjoy it. After the tweak, you're taking responsibility. You need to go back to the Adama Asher Lukach Misham and rebuild from scratch because it's a whole different world, which is Mesukan Ayidei Adam and not Mesukan Ayidei Hashem. It's the deepest thing. And take a look in the Kli Yakar, number Gimel here. Asher lukach misham dehainu. Mimokoim shenamar mizbeach adoma taseli. What was Adam's name? Because he was taken from the Adama. Mizbeach Adoma Tasali. Kamar Chazal Bereshis Rabba Kodesh Baruch Hu Baroi Mimakim Kaparosai. It's so deep that the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu came from the place where his Kapara would be. Where's that Kapara in Yerushalayim? Mizbeach Adoma. Harabayis. Malavai Teheloi L'Kapara. Vuhu Har HaMiria. Har HaMiria means the Harabayis, what we call Harabayis. Asher Sholchu Shem Hashem Lavidis Adoma. Where did Adam go when he was thrown out of Gan Eden? Shalchem Gan Eden, go to Yerushalayim, go to the Har Bayis. Because we know that the ultimate taking responsibility for the world starts with Yerushalayim. That's what David HaMelech was mechadish. I'm looking for the place, Asher Bochar Hashem, which Hashem chose, what's the Evan HaShasiyah, which is under the dome of the rock. What rock? The rock is the Evan HaShasiyah. Shemimenu, Hushasas, Kol Olam Kulay. The whole world was created from the Avin HaShasia. The beginning of the Bria was right under the dome of the rock. The rock is, the, if assuming that's the rock, is the Avin HaShasia. Mimenu Hushasas Kol Olam Kulay. You know, the Zohar says that Nahar Yotza Mi'Eden, but La'asilavei the Nahar is going to come. The Navi says it actually. The Nahar is going to come from the Har Habayis. Rivers will flow from the Har Habayis. There's already rivers flowing from the Har Habayis. This is the Nevuah. The original Gan Eden is the Gan Eden with no work at all. This Gan Eden, Yerushalayim, takes a lot of work. This takes finding it. This takes David HaMelech making wars. This takes people coming there and building it. This Hillel's Beis HaBechira takes Tisha B'Av and another Tisha B'Av and another Tisha B'Av until we have the Geula. And where's the Geula? Har HaBayis Yerushalayim. What's Har HaBayis? That's the Makom Asher Lukach Misham. Because that now we need the Beis HaBechira in order for us to take the responsibility of being a human being. We have to go right back to where we were created, right back to the source, right back to the drawing board. And that's tshuva, that's geula. Geula is, elamokim v'yishalcheyu Hashem, such an amazing pasuk. V'yishalcheyu Hashem, elamokim, Hashem alikim, migan eden, lavoid es ha'adoma, asher lo kach Hashem, now go build the Beis HaMikdash. It's not Jewish. It's the Amos of Shat. That's what the Kli Yoker says.
Why does Hashem tell Adam not to eat it?
You're not ready yet. Maybe you would jump the gun. But they ate it. They took responsibility. Now take your responsibility seriously. So all of the Golos is the Koitz V'Dardar and the struggle and the B'zeh Zepecha Teich HaLechem. And he tells you, the Gemara Avodah Zarah says, he tells Adam HaRishon, this is not a quick fix. This is going to take you about 6,000 years to fix this. Meaning, if you want to be Masak in the Olam, 6,000 years of Tikkun. Read my book. The 6,000 years of Tikkun means until we get to the final Beis HaMikdash, you have a Beis HaMikdash, and there's a Banu V'Charev, a Banu V'Charev, and you need Greeks, and you need Romans, and you need all kinds of things, all kinds of kites of dardai, thorns and thickets, in order to make things work. But ultimately, we're working towards a Tikkun, taking responsibility. Let me say it again. That there's responsibility. Chet means the shirking of responsibility, and tikkun is the re-accepting of the teshuva equals tshuva. So tshuva is when we accept responsibility. What do you want to do on an Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva? What do you want to do? Erase sins? Okay, it's good. Erase them. But what the key to the whole thing is, and I'll start next week with how to do tshuva actually. Like, what does it mean? But the key, the Yisoid HaDavar, is to take responsibility for the Bria. Because that's what we did in Gan Eden. We took responsibility for the Bria. And we're creative at Selam Elohim in order to have that, be able to take that responsibility. It means to say that we can make goodness, we can make peace, we can make happiness, we could fix everything that's broken. If you can't do it all, you could do it as a group, you can do it. But that and Jews particularly are even higher than Selam Elohim. Because Chavim and Yisrael shenikroim banim lamakim. After all, like, we took the response. Avram Avinu was the one, you know, it wasn't somebody else. It was Avram, wasn't Nimrod. It was Avram Avinu who took the responsibility seriously of what it means to be in this world. It was the Jewish people that heard the Kol Hashem and Har Sinai. It was us that went through Mitzrayim and through the Memtesh Aritumah. So, okay, Atem nikroim banim. Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenikraim Banim, it says in the Chumash, a different Madriga. But everybody's really B'Tzelem Elikim. And the purpose of being B'Tzelem Elikim and Banim is different levels of responsibility. And all that equals tshuva. Comes to Rambam, just to say it one more time. And he says that if a person sees himself as a Beinoni, Mechsel, Mechsel, Yaseh Tshuva, V'Yischaper. Do tshuva, because tshuva is going to put you into the right place. I'm here. Hineini. Raise your hand. Hineini. Isn't that what Avram Avinu said? Hineini. Everybody says Hineini. When you're taking on the responsibility of being a human being, you lift your hand up and you say, Hineini, I'm here. And that's what it means to be a Baal Tshuva, whether you're an FFB Baal Tshuva or a new Baal Tshuva. That's what it means. I'm ready to take the responsibility for what I rightfully have to do. Okay.